Hey, fighters, welcome to Friday Fails. Today, we're going to do a little mindset talk and not the fight coach Chris Dwyer Yoda vein of mindset. I want to talk about business mindset and in particular, the money mindset we all face, you know, in the course of doing our business. I was talking to a member earlier today, and during the course of the conversation, he started talking, asked me a question basically about if he's got a service part, how can he justify charging 50% GP / doubling the price of that service part when, you know, the customer knows it's a $25 part and he's going to charge 50 bucks for it. And so as we kind of worked through that riddle with him, it became clear that really what the issue was, it wasn't trying to justify that price. It's just like, it's really his money mindset was totally fucked. And, you know, I say that not in a disparaging way, because I thought the same thing when I first joined the CSA and started working with Reber 7 or 8 years ago, whatever that was. And so I thought it would be important to kind of recap that subject today, because it also came up in an open coaching call that I had earlier in this week. So there's four main points I want to make today. The first one, don't sell based on your own perception of a budget. You know, we often make this mistake where, I know I, when I'm selling paint jobs, I look at some of these prices and I was just like, no fucking way would I pay this much money to get my house painted. And then I catch myself and I was like, it really doesn't matter what Dan thinks, because Dan's not the one buying this. What matters is the customer that I'm selling to, and is how does that fit into their budget? And, you know, my customers, a lot of them, you know, they're buying $50,000 radar systems for their sailboat, and that's what's on their mind. And so a $25,000 paint job, $30,000 paint job doesn't matter to them. It's like kind of a rounding error. And it reminds me of back when I started doing a lot of direct mail marketing. I hate direct mail. I hate when it shows up at my house. I hate fucking taking out the recycling bin. Hate everything about it. My number one historical best lead generating source in my business was direct mail postcards. And early on, my buddy that got me involved in doing that kind of marketing just told me to quit bitching about it. And then he's like, do you want to make money or do you want to make yourself feel good when you're not even saying this shit to your own house? And I was like, oh, the light bulb went off and, you know, the rest is history. So that leads into the next point, perception of value. Does it matter what you think the value of something is? And no, the answer is no. The only perception of value that matters is the clients. They're the ones that are determining if the stack of money that they're going to hand you for that service makes sense for them, if it's worth it to them. And it has no bearing on what you think about that. So, you know, it's like one person's $600 is like one person's car payment that they struggle to make every month. And for another person, that's a night out with their girlfriend or their side piece or something. So it's just, again, don't look at things through your value. It's all about the customer. And our Shin Fu pre-qual process, just a quick plug on that. That is, in my experience, the fastest way to kind of unlock the motivations of your clients so that you can propose a service package that meets their value and price. So I would encourage everyone to check that out. The third reason you need to shift your money mindset is you fucking deserve this money. You're taking the risk of working on this house. You have to warranty this house. You have to deal with the material warranties on it. If you're a Sparky or something, you could burn the fucking place to the ground. So there's all kinds of risk, materials, labor, all this crap. And so you deserve to get paid for that risk. Charging more also allows you to provide a better service. Seems counterintuitive. I have a lot of fluff on my prices for my company, and I don't pocket all that. I use some of that to just, we can slow the guys down and we can just take extra care around expensive landscaping or working on, you know, around a lot of copper or some crap like that we don't want to fuck up. And we also can, quote unquote, throw things in. Like there may be a gate or something that's on the honey-do list and they want it off the quote to try and save a couple $100 on their $30,000 paint job. But in the course of the job, there's always some dude standing around towards the end of the day. I just throw them on that and paint the gate for free. Customer thinks they get some win. I come out looking like a hero and I'm still making awesome gross profit on the project. And the one that's most often overlooked is when you're making enough money, you can actually take care of your crew that much better. And we talk about, you know, everyone's got retention problems or hiring problems lately. And it comes down to like, one, is your culture a piece of shit? If that's the case, the rest of this point is useless. But if you've got a good culture and you're just trying to, you're just struggling, like the guys want more money, you live in an expensive area, or they've got young kids or dreams that they're trying to get. It's like, when you're making money for the right people, you can make their dreams come true. You can charge, you can pay what they need to get paid. You can charge what you need to get charged to make that happen. So it's not a selfish, greedy thing just to enrich you. Again, reward yourself for the risk, allows you to provide better service for your customers, and then take better care of your crew. And my last point is something, I guess this is where the fail fucking comes in. There's always got to be one. Years ago, decades ago, so got at least 30 years, he's been dead almost that long. My dad told me that, you know, it's like, Dan, profit isn't a dirty word. And I think he was telling me that because at the time, I was just living the Peter Pan dirtbag life, riding my bike and living in my van, and clearly gave zero fucks when it came to making money or my future or anything at that point. I was just out for adrenaline high and fucking hanging out with my bros. And so my dad told me that, and it kind of fell on empty ears. And it took decades too long for me to kind of digest the power of that statement and charge what I'm worth to be able to deliver the service that my customers deserve and to treat my guys, my crews, the way they deserve. So I would implore you all to assess your money mindset, see where you're at as far as, you know, how you price jobs, how you feel about it, and make sure you're being fair to yourself and fair to your company, because frankly, the survival of it revolves around your profitability. And while money can't buy happiness, it sure as fuck can make business a hell of a lot easier. And I certainly had a lot more fun when I started making money and I wasn't even thinking twice about the material bills coming up or the payroll or paying myself or any of that crap. So with that, I will say goodbye. See you next week on Friday Fails.